Boys and girls, good to have you with us. And I've got two dime bars this morning, and I'm going to ask a couple of questions concerning Hudson Taylor. And the first two hands up for each question, you'll get a dime bar after the service. Hudson Taylor was studying the Bible to prepare for the mission field, okay? But he also studied something else. Can anybody tell me what that is? Yeah? Right? Yeah? Medicine, good boy. Yep, okay, I'll keep a dime bar for you. And the next question is, Hudson Taylor had to make many sacrifices in order to go to the mission field, but there was one sacrifice that he made that was very difficult for him, and I wonder, can anybody tell me what that one was? Yeah? That's right, that's right. He was hoping to get married to a girl, and because he wanted to go to China, her parents didn't want her to go, and she didn't want to go either, so he had to break off that engagement. Good answers, well done. I'm very impressed with that, and that's great. Okay, now last Sunday after morning, we were learning about God's servant, Hudson Taylor. He's qualified to go to China. He's studied the scriptures. He's felt the call of God in his heart. He's learned all about medicine. The door has opened, and there's a missionary organization that's been willing to send him to the land of China, and he's boarded a boat, a big sailing ship called the Dumfries, named after a town in Scotland, and the journey's going to take 5, maybe even 6 months to cross the oceans and to sail all the way to China. Now, last Sunday, we learned that there was many storms. And then on one occasion, rather than there being a storm that posed a danger, there was a great calm. There was no wind, and the current began just to carry the ship towards some very ragged and jagged rocks. And they were really afraid. The sails were down. There was no point putting them up because there was no wind whatsoever. It was a flat calm. And the captain of the ship, the shipmaster, said to Hudson Taylor, "We've done everything that we can do. There's nothing left for us to do. And the ship's just going to carry, and we've done everything that we can do." But do you remember how Hudson Taylor said, "There's still one thing that you haven't done"? That's how we finished last Sunday. And the one thing that they hadn't done was pray and ask God to intervene and ask God to send wind. Hudson Taylor said, "I'm a Christian." He said to the captain, "You're a Christian." And he said, "There are at least 2 other Christians on the ship. That makes 4 of us. Let us all go to our separate cabins and let us all pray and ask God to send wind immediately." And so the 4 Christians that Hudson Taylor knew of on the ship, they all went down to the lower decks. They found their cabins. They went in and they just prayed that God would send the wind. And once he prayed, left his cabin, went up to the deck of the ship, and you know something? There was still no wind. But he said to one of the crewmen, he said, "You need to let down the sails." And the crewman said, "Why would we let down the sails whenever there's absolutely no sign of any type of wind? It would be a foolish thing to do. It'll take a long time. And it's okay you telling us about wind and talking about wind, but we need to feel it. We need to see its effects before we let down the sails." Hudson Taylor said, "I have prayed that God will send wind, and we need to exercise faith, and we need to show God that we believe that he can answer prayer, and we need to show God that we've got faith, and we need to set down the sails." And so a bit of an argument ensued. And whenever the shipmaster and the crew looked up, and they didn't see much wind, they saw right at the very top of the mast, it was just starting to sway slightly. And Hudson Taylor says, "Now let down the sails." So as quick as they could, they let down the sails. And as soon as the sails were let down, big gust of wind came and just caught the sails and carried the ship away from the dangerous rocks. And what a man of faith Hudson Taylor was becoming. And it all started off, boys and girls, whenever he was just a young man, and he read a little gospel tract in a barn at the back of his home, and he gave his life to God. And as a young person at the age of 13, 14, 15, through his teenage years, he's learning to trust the Lord. And he has proved that God answers prayer in so many wonderful, marvelous, and miraculous ways. God answered prayer for his financial needs and for his physical needs and answered prayer for guidance and for direction, and even for the very wind that would carry that ship to China. And boys and girls, God really does answer prayer. But sometimes we have to put feet to our prayers, and we have to do what we can to show to God that we believe that He's able and willing to work. And sometimes we need to set the sails before the wind comes. And maybe you're praying for something, and you're a Christian like Hudson Taylor, and maybe you're praying that the Lord will speak to somebody or save somebody, or the Lord will answer prayer for you. Well, you need to think, well, what can I do to show to God that I really believe that He can answer prayer? It's one thing to sit back and to say, God, send the wind. But it's another thing to exercise faith and to let down the sails. And so more and more and more, Hudson Taylor's learning, I can trust God anywhere, whether it's in Hull, in England, or in London, or in Birmingham, or on the ship, or in China. I know that I can trust God because God cares for me and God loves me. And never forget that. That God cares for you and God loves you. 5 months after sailing, they arrived in Shanghai, in China, in a cold, cold, dark, wet winter's day. And as Hudson Taylor walked onto the streets off the ship, he saw lots of narrow streets. He saw hundreds and even thousands of people with dark hair and dark eyes and a slightly different color of skin, talking a language that he couldn't speak himself, and he knew that I'm going to have to trust God now more than ever, because his heart within him was filled with love and it was burning because he wanted to see these people come to know his Savior. But he still couldn't speak the language, and he had a very big hurdle to get over. And what a great man of faith Hudson Taylor was. And there's missionaries, boys and girls, even today. And they maybe don't have to travel just as long as Hudson Taylor did. But I got a text last night from Trevor, Uncle Trevor. And he arrived with Stephen and Helen and Isaac and Ellie last night around about 9 o'clock our time. And I had left him down to Belfast on Tuesday. So he's been traveling from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right up to Saturday night to get away to the far corners of the earth. To go to a people and he can't speak their language. And Stephen and Helen are learning that language. Pray for them that the Lord will bless them and undertake for them and guide them. But don't forget, you can trust the Lord, even as Hudson Taylor did. He was just a weak man of God, but he loved the Lord and he proved the Lord. I wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy new year, and we'll let you go back now to your seats. Thank you so much for listening.